Hey, Ruben.
Hey, brother, how are you doing?
I'm okay, how about you?
Good, good. Did you get my email by any chance?
When did you send me the email?
Oh, I just sent it like an hour ago.
I haven't had a chance to look at it yet.
No worries. So I've been busting my tail for you. I've got actually what I think is a pretty good solution. I wanted to run it by you. So I've been going back and forth with the underwriter that was originally approved your file, and they are just, they're not being... There's only certain things that they can do that are in the control for this program. So basically, they're not moving forward with the approval that was for 225 approved previously. So we have a few options that I want to walk through. Option one is this. Your guy's bank account went down. The revenue went from about $220,000 a month to $150,000 in the month of August. So option one is this. If your revenue pops up in September, like if you have a really good month, I can resubmit the file. I don't think that they're really gonna reapprove it. And I don't want you guys to take like not reapproving as a bad thing. On this specific program, they changed the guidelines September 1st, and they got they put a lot more weight based on business credit. And since your guys' business credit doesn't have that much history until now, that's one of the things they're looking at. The best option here is this. I want to provide something that I think can help you guys out. So what I was able to do is, I was able to get an approval for, hold on one second, I've got to take this, oh, never mind, I'll call him back. Always fun juggling multiple phone calls. I got you an approval for $150,000. Now it doesn't come with the interest forgiveness on the renewal, so what I was able to do is, I was able to get you a really nice discount up front. And there's two things I was able to do. On most of these loans, there's an origination fee, and that origination fee goes between 1 to 3%. So when you talk about 1 to 3% of 150 grand, you're looking at between 1,500 to 4,500 bucks. So number one, there's gonna be no fees. That's completely waived. So how does this program work is this. This can fund by tomorrow. It's a very quick loan. So it's approved for 150. And I sent you an email. The maximum that they allow to use to do a payoff is 50%. So if we use this loan, you're at 150. You basically would use 75 to pay off your current loan and 75 to net. If this all works out, we would have you guys sign documents, and then I'd give you guys the all clear. You'd send a check to your current vendor for like 13 grand, and your balance would be down to 75. But what's really nice is, I'm sorry?
Quick question, though. How long is the term?
So here's how this loan works. I send in my email. It's a 15-month term, and the best part of this loan is this. When we were talking about other terms, your payment went up significantly. It went from like $2,700 a week to like, you know, $4,000 or something that was much higher.
15-month term is pretty low. We need more. At least 24.
It won't happen for unsecured cash. I'm just telling you what I can offer you right now, but here's the thing. I'm not here to push you. Let me just give you the terms, and I want you to take a look at my email and then get back to me. I really wish we could have done the term previously. That's why I was pushing, but I'm not really seeing any luck. But let me just tell you about it so you can have the data. The good thing about this term is this. Your payment won't change much. So if you do this term, your payment's going to go from about $2,700 to about $3,100 and change. So you're going to get an additional $75,000 with really not increasing your payment much. That's kind of the highlight of this program. There is not a unsecured cash loan program that exists for 24 months, but this would be a good start if you're interested.
Okay. Okay, well, I will let her know. I'll get back to you by tomorrow, okay?
Cool, man. And then on the JJ Holdings, the only thing the underwriter needs is a verification of the address. So they don't want your landlord to sign anything, it looks like. They just need a copy of, like, a lease agreement or a business license, something to verify your address, okay?
Okay, sounds good. I already submitted you the lease agreement, remember?
No, the lease agreement you sent me was unsigned. It was a blank copy.
Okay.
So just give me a call, but honestly, I know it's not what you're looking for, but it is approved, so if it can help you, let me know. I'd love to get it done for you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, buddy. Bye-bye.